Welcome to your five for the day. I wonder, what is the most high-pressure occupation today? Judging by the number of those who lost their jobs last season, and the close media attention which they receive, Premiership football club managers seem to come under a fair amount of strain. They mustn't spend too much or too little, and they have to make the right team selections and choose the right approach. I suppose that to a certain degree, the amount of pressure we feel depends on what's happening at the time and which side you're on. For example, to be a goalkeeper when you're winning 5-0 is one thing, but to have the same role when you've reached the penalty shootout stage of a key competition is quite another. What about the financial burdens of those in local government? What about the political pressures and national concerns of those right at the top? Can pressure be calculated by an amount of money? Or does it depend on how much money somebody is responsible for in the first place? Can the pressure to succeed be compared with popularity? Every job comes with its difficulties of some sort, many by way of targets for quantity or quality. But even outside of work, each one of us has responsibilities, and these may prove to be equally or even more stressful. Some have family pressures. To provide for and care for children or other dependents, for example. Not to mention fitting in our own personal needs. Though we may try to do our best, mistakes are inevitable, and it can be really hard to please everyone. So, is there a principle which can guide our thinking? Is there something which can lift the burden? In a 19th century book by Francis Bicknell Carter entitled 6 Months at the White House with Abraham Lincoln, it said that no nobler reply ever fell from the lips of a ruler than that uttered by President Lincoln in response to the clergyman who ventured to say in his presence that he hoped the Lord was on our side. "I'm not at all concerned about that," replied Mr. Lincoln, "for I know that the Lord is always on the side of the right. But it is my constant anxiety and prayer that I and this nation should be on the Lord's side." The biblical records of the kings of Israel and Judah tell us about those who did that which was right, and about those who did that which was evil. The benchmark was in the sight of the Lord. All too often it says, "He walked in the sins of his father," meaning that many of them made the same mistakes as their ancestors. Although God is interested in kings and those who are in authority, God is also watching every single person on the face of the planet. When we consider that the Lord is always on the side of right, shouldn't we be anxious to be on his side? There are at least two characters in the Bible of whom it says that he walked with God. It says of Enoch and of Noah, not that God walked with him, but he walked with God. God always takes the right path, and if we walk with him, then we can be sure that we are on the right path as well. What a comfort it is to know that when we walk with him, we will discover that he too is walking with us. The Welsh-born hymn writer, Anna Letitia Waring, seemed to have understood this great truth when she wrote, "In heavenly love abiding, no change my heart shall fear, and safe is such confiding, for nothing changes here. The storm may roar without me, my heart may low be laid, but God is round about me, and can I be dismayed? Wherever he may guide me, no want shall turn me back. My shepherd is beside me, and nothing can I lack. His wisdom ever waketh, his sight is never dim. He knows the way he taketh, and I will walk with him. Green pastures are before me, which yet I have not seen. Bright skies will soon be o'er me, where the dark clouds have been. My hope I cannot measure. My path to life is free. My Saviour has my treasure, and he will walk with me." So, whether you are a Premiership football club manager, or goalkeeper for a national side, whether you are president, prime minister, or whatever your responsibilities are in life, how much better to walk God's way by trusting the Lord Jesus than to go your way alone? A verse from the well-known Psalm 23 says, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me." How wonderful to know God's leading and God's presence every moment of every day, even through the difficult times of life. So, walk with God, and He will be walking together with you.